was like second grade. Yeah, and after school I stayed that day in detention, and the teacher was asking kids what they wanted to be one day, and I rose my hand and said, Nero, or better yet, the greatest American Negro hero. She said the possibilities were zero, so you know that day I went home crying, and ever since that time I've been dying just to be brought back to life through verse and rhyme, and tell the thoughts that others carry on their mind. It's scary, but if you look hard enough, you can find an abnormal amount of distance between me and my shadow. See, I keep that space in case I gotta swap place, like stand so close I actually become my own ghost, while it becomes a person constantly rehearsing to play the part of the master of my fate. I bet the angels of this city say that I turned out to be the enemy of this state. This minute is actually my birthday, cause actually I was born at the start of this song. Just stayed up late so I could warn love of hate. Now he wanted her to mate with him, and two could no longer tell the two apart. I still try to do my part, but hell, through this art it seems like I'm getting even darker and darker, and I'm starting to wonder if Stevie can actually see while we be the ones stricken in blindness. So I use my third eye to remind this conscious of mine that whenever I'm online in a conversation, it does not decrease the 6 degrees of separation between me and my final destination at freedom.com. Cause even when the sea seems calm, it's not, and there's many rivers to cross. So I cross all my fingers wishing others luck, and I see what it's like for single mothers to be stuck between the monotony of mediocrity. Oftentimes I think my own people got me on slave blocks, and they shopping me till my grave drops.